I'm JT. And this is Seen and Heard. Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. This is Seen and Heard, the place where we just can't help but tell others of what we have seen and heard God do in our lives and in the lives of those around us. On today's podcast, we're going to talk about an evangelism push that we're doing this weekend, this Saturday, from 1:30 to 6:30. All are welcome. If you live here in Austin, we'd love to have you. You could come. We're going to do a quick refresh on some evangelism tools. We'll pair up and we'll go out and we'll go share the gospel. We'll go knock on some doors and we'll pray for some neighbors. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right. So just an honest question, man, when is the last time that you've shared your faith? When's the last time that you saw somebody accept Jesus? Maybe it's been a minute. Seriously, if you live here in Austin and you want to see God do some awesome things this weekend, come hang out with us in Far West. We're going to have a large group that are going out in pairs. And I do believe that people will come into the kingdom this weekend. You don't want to miss it. Before we jump into that and I explain to you what's going on this weekend, I would love to tell you a story of a time previously when some of us went out knocking on doors and saw a girl come to faith that same day. Let's jump into the show. Last year, I just joined the mobilization team and I was leading my first 9-month group. I had 7 participants and my wife and I were leading the group. We had just finished our evangelism training and this was going to be our first time going out into the harvest. And what I mean is that we were going to go knock on doors. The people that live in the buildings next to us, we're going to just let them know that we're their neighbors and we are wondering if there's anything that we can pray for them about. I know it sounds kind of crazy and definitely not something that I was accustomed to doing in my spare time. It's really intimidating. Every time I knock on a door, I mean, honestly, I'm just kind of nervous, probably scared of what's on the other side of the door. And it's always just a nice person or an unpleasant person, but it's just a person 99.9% of the times. I don't know what's in that other 0.001%. But anyways, we go knocking on doors. But before we went, I just wanted to set the tone for the day. I wanted to instill faith in everyone that was going out because we have nothing to fear. We're actually taking good news. We're bringing light to dark places. And so in Luke 10:2, last year, it just really hit me over and over. In Luke 10:2, it says that the harvest is abundant. So if we believe that, and if you've received my newsletters, I talk about this all the time, but if you believe that, then you have to believe that there are people all around you that are ready. They are God prepared. They are ready to receive the gospel. And so if the harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. But on that day, we said, Lord, we want to be your laborers. Your harvest is abundant. Would you use us today? Would you work in and through us? Will this time knocking on doors be fruitful? Lord, please answer this prayer. So we all go out. I actually had some pretty decent conversations that day. Prayed for some people. We got a couple of numbers to follow up with. One of the ladies that we met, we connected her to some ladies that were in our group. And a few months later, through reading the Bible and them continuing to walk with her, she put her trust in Jesus. She actually got baptized not too long after that. It was so awesome to see her get baptized and decide to follow Jesus. But overall, this time in the harvest, knocking on doors was very similar to other days that I had experienced. Some good conversations, some people that weren't interested, a lot of doors that didn't answer. And it was great. And we were going to come back. It was 2 hours later. We're going to pray out and everybody was going to go home. But when me and the guy that was with me were walking back up to my apartment, I look and my wife and another one of our 9-month participants were on the balcony of an apartment building across the street. I was like, man, I think they've been there the whole time. And actually, that was the first door that they knocked on. They only knocked on one door that day. They knocked on the door. They said, hey, my name is Christy. This is my friend. And we're your neighbors. We were just going around wanting to get to know our neighbors and ask if there's anything that we can pray for you about. Well, the young lady looks at him. I guess she was probably startled a little bit, probably big eyes because she said, actually, yeah, there is something. I've been praying and asking God to send somebody. I feel so hopeless. I'm pregnant. I think my boyfriend is about to leave. I don't even know what to do. And of course, they're like, yeah, can we pray for you? And so they prayed for her. After they got done praying, they said, the reason why we like to pray for people is because there was once a time in my life when I felt hopeless and depressed and all alone. And somebody told me about Jesus. And since I started following Jesus, man, I can still get overwhelmed. But I know that he's always there. He never leaves me. And he's given me hope and a community. And he loves me. Do you have a story like that? And the young lady is just like, no, I don't know Jesus. I'm not a Christian. And so they asked her if she would like to read the Bible sometime. She said yes. So they're excited. This is the first door they knocked on. And my wife is, she's pretty persistent with some stuff. And so she said, would you like to do that right now? And she said, well, yeah, I guess so. Nothing's keeping me. Let's do it. So then they opened up Luke 7, which is typically the first story that we read in the stories of hope. And a few episodes back, we talked about how to run a DBS. They followed the script. They read the passage two times. They retold it in their own words, and they asked some really simple questions. Man, what does this story tell you about God? What do we learn about people? And how can you apply this to your life? If this is true, how can you apply this to your life? And so they go through the whole thing, and the girl answers the questions. And as they get closer to the end, my wife or the lady that was with her, I'm not for sure at this point, but eventually they said, hey, can I share a story with you? And so then they shared the gospel. They shared a gospel and they asked the girl where she's at. And she told them that she's over here in the brokenness. Well, what's keeping you from receiving God's forgiveness and walking into a whole relationship with him? And she said, well, nothing. And then they asked her, well, do you want to do that today? And she said, yes. And so I just tell you that story. I tell you of what we have seen and heard God do in the lives of others, because we knocked on a door and it went from, can we pray for you, to telling a short testimony, to reading the Bible, to sharing the gospel, to this young woman coming into the kingdom. I've never experienced that. That's so amazing. And it is so obvious that God prepared her for that moment. My wife and her friend got to partner with God in the work that he was already doing because they said yes. Before this experience, I would have told you that door knocking doesn't work. Like, there's just a better way to do things. And there might be a better way to do things for sure. But it's not door knocking that works. It's not a really awesome intro or a witty saying. It's God. It's the Holy Spirit that's doing the work. And when he is preparing the ground before you, and you're going out with expectation and in faith, I believe God wants to show up. He wants to reveal himself, not only in and through you and through the work that you're doing, but he wants to reveal himself to them. He wants them to come into his kingdom. So I just want to challenge you. What has God done in your life lately? What has he revealed to you through his word? Tell somebody. Be faithful to the blessing that God has given you. Tell somebody of how he has provided, how he's been generous, how he's been gracious and loving and forgiving. Tell somebody. Point them to Jesus. You never know who it is that you're talking to and who needs this. Maybe it's you that needs it. We'll be right back. Okay, back to the evangelism push that we're doing this weekend. So we're going to start at 1:30 and we're going to go over a few gospel sharing tools. We did the 15-second testimony already. On the podcast, we haven't talked about the three circles, but we will do that in a later episode. And then a lot of times they'll read a Bible passage with somebody or tell them a Jesus story. And Jesus story is just kind of telling a Bible passage, but just in your own words to create interest. These are all interest creating tools. What you're hoping to find are people that are spiritually interested. And so once we find those people that are spiritually interested, we want to call them to more. Hey, can we come back again? Would you like to read the Bible sometime? So again, we'll partner up, we'll break off into pairs, and we're going to go out just like they did in Luke 10, 2 by 2. Again, with that many people, I believe that we will have somewhere between 50 to 100 people this weekend. Somebody is going to come to faith. We are going to go out with expectation that God is going to move here in Far West. We'll go out for 2 hours and then we'll come back at 5 o'clock. At 5 o'clock, we'll have some pizza and some snacks for people. And everybody's going to get an opportunity to share some stories. We'll share some stories for about 30 minutes or so. And then after that, we'll hear another story of a person that just got back from a short-term trip. And shortly after that, we'll send everybody home. It's only for a few hours on one Saturday. It's not really that much of a commitment. But the reward for you and the person that you might actually get to tell about Jesus, the reward could be eternal. The investment isn't that great, but the return on your investment is immeasurable. Okay, so I'll put the information for the event in the show notes and give you a way to contact us if you have any more questions. Again, if this makes you nervous, you've never done this before, we'll partner you up with somebody who's done it many times. You actually don't even have to say anything, but come and see what God wants to do this weekend through this time. All right, can I share another story with you? I got a story here from a guy who's leading a 9-month group at a church on the East Coast. They're also leading 10-week discipleship groups where people are learning how to share their faith and learning about the nations while they're doing this all in a team or a group context. And so the story goes, I'm just going to kind of read this to you. It says, the Lord used 10-week group participants in 21 to save an international college student. Now, 3 years later, that student's mom recently professed faith. And here's how it happened. A young Chinese woman was introduced to us through one of these 10-week groups in 2021. That discipleship team nurtured that relationship, and she became a believer sometime later. Her mom witnessed the transforming power of Jesus in her daughter, and she herself was drawn to Christianity. The first time this 10-week group participant met this young Chinese woman's mom, she asked her her name. And when she told her, she really had a hard time pronouncing it. And so she asked her if she had a name in English that would be a little bit easier. And she replied to her, said, I believe that one day I will be a Christian. And when I do, I would like for you to choose my new name. After a year and a half of prayer and reading the Bible together, on Easter's Eve in 24, so just a few days ago, just like a month ago, this woman professed faith in Jesus Christ, and she was given a new name, Joy. That 10-week group planted the seed, they plowed, and the Lord harvested through them. What a beautiful name. What joy that is. We should be rejoicing with those in heaven right now. What an amazing story. I just wanted to share that story because God is doing things all around us. The question is, what's He doing in your life? Has He been moving? Has He been speaking to you lately? Does it feel dry? Do you feel alone? There's always an invitation. He's always calling you in closer to know Him more deeply. Call out to Him. And if He has been speaking to you, if He has been using you and you've been seeing God do amazing things, share that with people. One way that you can share that is by clicking the link in the show notes, where it's called SpeakPipe. And it's a platform where you have 90 seconds to share a short testimonial that I'm going to play later on in the show. And so if you go on there, I would love for you to share your 15-second testimony. If you don't know how to do that, it's just a couple episodes back. Go back, listen to that, learn the format for a 15-second testimony, and share that with us. We want to hear what God is doing in your life. We want to hear how he has transformed you from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the light of his dear son. All right, guys, this episode, I just wanted to get out real quick because we have this awesome evangelism opportunity this weekend. So you could come see us, come hang out, come share the gospel with some of my neighbors. And then next time, I promise, we are going to talk about Launch Global, the organization that I have the privilege of working for in helping to prepare laborers and leaders to go to the unreached people groups of the world to see church planting movements. Remember in Acts 4, verses 19 and 20, it says, Peter and John answered them, whether it's right in the sight of God for us to listen to you rather than to God, you decide. But we are unable to stop speaking about what we have seen and heard. Thanks again for joining me on the podcast. This is Seen and Heard, the place where we just can't help but tell others about what we have seen and heard God do in our lives and in the lives of those around us. See you guys next time.